Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to the Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram pages at the Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop, so drop everything, and listen to the Kingdom Podcast. Available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the BUMP Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle, everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Check. Yeah, better. And so... Check, check, check. Yeah, check. Ayan, so welcome to the main event, Mark podcast. And ayan. Today, on today's episode of the show, we are going to talk about this part 2. So basically, pag-uusapan natin yung fallout ng NXT Stan and Deliver. Tsaka yung opinion ko natin about Stan and Deliver. Kasi Stan and Deliver, napanood ko na siya. Medyo ano lang ako, medyo ano ba tawag dito? Hindi ko lang sinama doon sa aking review ng resume niya. Kasi it feels parang kakainin ng dalawang shows yung Stand and Deliver. So I decided na pagsamahin na lang sila pareha, pagbukurin sila ng episode. And ito na po yung continuity ng podcast na to. So yeah, I am really excited for these shows na mangyayari nga sa, ano ba tawag dito? Ayun, I'm really excited to review these shows kasi medyo, wala eh, medyo iba yung pakiramdam, yes. And, yun nga, madami tayong i-re-reveal and also, yung review na din natin for today's, putya pa. Hey, fuck it. So, welcome to the Main Event Mark Podcast, the official wrestling podcast of the BUMP Collective. So, ito na nga yung ating follow-up for our WrestleMania 40 review. So, dalawang episode to. So, bonus lang yung isa. So, yung isa pang episode, probably na-release ko na o re-release ko coming this week yung for, matagalit ko this, yung kay Tony Khan, pag-usapan natin kay 10 minutes, 15 minutes yon. Takel ko lang ng konti kasi very important siyang topic na kailangan pag-usapan din. So, konti lang naman to. So, di naman to aabot ng 20-30 minutes. Gusto ko lang talaga itakel tong mga importanteng bagay, highlights na nangyari this week sa wrestling aside from WrestleMania. So, let's start with Stand and Deliver. Hindi na ako magpa-plug para medyo ano tayo. So, Julia made her first WWE appearance on this PLE sa Stand and Deliver. So, Julia, ayan. So, they confirmed that WWE now signed Julia, the former Stardom champion. And tatapusin niya lang yung commitment niya outside of Stardom. And then she will now join WWE and magiging part siya ng NXT. So I'm really glad Julia joined WWE. And napakalaki po ng opportunity na makukuha ni Julia down the line. Since NXT is definitely one of the best women's division that WWE has. And napaka-solid din kasi ng NXT when it comes to their women's division. At saka kung gaano ka-deep yung women's division and that NXT has, hindi ko ma-imagine paano ma-join or paano mag-join si Julia doon sa rurok ng napaka-solid na women's division ni NXT. So I cannot wait to see more of Julia down the line. And then, so let's start with our podcast. And of course, I'm really can't wait to share with you my thoughts then for NXT Stand and Deliver. So let's start with few matches, no? So recap na lang tayo para hindi tayo masyado humaba. Ayan, so Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin defeated Axiom and Nathan Fraser for the NXT Tag Team titles. But during the fallout of the show, Axiom and Nathan Fraser defeated Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin, since that will be the final episode or the final show ni Bron Breakker, and he will go na sa SmackDown. Alba Femi defeated Dijak and Josh Briggs for the NXT North American title. Fallon Henley, Kilani Jordan, and Tia Hale defeated Easy Dame, Casey Jane, and Kiana James. Then Roxanne Perez defeated Lyra Valkyria for the NXT Women's Championship. Ilya Dragunov defeated Tony D'Angelo for the NXT Championship. And the main event, Trick Williams defeated Carmelo Hayes for the NXT Championship. Ah, sorry. Pala pala siyang taro. Pero, itong PLE na to, to be honest guys, hindi ko pa siya tapos. Pero, yung highlights na panood ko, and I can really say, this was definitely NXT's best PLE and definitely their biggest PLE. I can see Tony D, siya yung pinaka nag-shine aside kay Trick Williams at kay Bron, no? Sobrang daming nag-shine sa buong division na to sa NXT. So let's start first with our major highlight. So Trick Williams, it's very given to me that siya yung nag-shine talaga. Trick Williams sobra. Ang laki ng obvious natin that Trick might be the perfect guy to dethrone Ilya Dragunov for the NXT title. Then yung Oba Femi, Dijak, and Josh Briggs, guys, don't hesitate to watch that. You need to watch it kasi yun ang aking pick of the week. Mamaya i-re-completuhin natin yung pick of the week natin. Yun. Hindi ko na sabihin kung bakit. Basta panoorin nyo, it's very solid. Napaka-solid. At sobrang, alam mo yun, napakaganda nung naging match nila. And yung chemistry na lang tatlo, sobrang ganda. Solid as fuck. Yun. So, aside from Trick versus Melo, also, napakaganda din nitong match nila Ilya Dragunov and Tony D. Tony D versus Ilya. Ang sa akin dito, ang flow ko lang dito, hindi, missed opportunity na dinanalo si Tony. Yes. Pero it makes sense then because they're really pushing Trick Williams as the next NXT champion. But I cannot wait to see Trick or Melo, something like Melo. Melo sure kasi magpupunta na yan main roster. Si Tony D, anytime soon, hindi siya paaalis ng NXT. But I cannot wait to see him more or to see more of Tony D on NXT. Basta sure lang ako last year na to sa NXT. Yun, marami tayong abangan kay Tony D. But yeah, I really wish though that Tony D must turn heel down the line. Oo. Kasi parang incomplete yung gimmick niya dito sa match at parang sobrang masyado siyang facey. Hindi bagay kay Tony D na magiging face. Yun, totoo yan ha. Hindi bagay kay Tony D yung pagiging face. May na-impress pero ako kasi di bagay sa kanya yung pagiging face. Siguro he really has to embrace that Hillerand. Oh. Tsaka character, si Tony D talaga, nag-work talaga siya sa akin. But, yung matches, hit or miss. But, yun nga, he really needs to turn heel again. Siguro, yun yung nakikita kong problema kay Tony D as a character ngayon. Parang, maganda ang character niya. Oo. Pero parang hindi siya nag-evolve. Parang, it's more on a face dynamic na hindi bumabagay sa characters ng kasama niya. Na dapat, ganun sana yung ginawa niya nung Stand and Deliver. So, he should take advantage of that down the line. But regardless, that was a really good match between Ilya and Trick. Ilya and Trick. Ilya and Tony D. Yan. Then, Roxanne Perez beating Lyra Valkyria. So, so far, Roxanne Perez is really entertaining me with her title run right now as a heel. Especially her defending the women's title versus Natalya. And Roxanne Perez winning the belt away from Lyra Valkyria is just something that WWE needs. I hope that if Roxanne Perez joins Raw or SmackDown for the draft, ayun, sana magkaroon ng Battle Royale, something like that. Kasi bigay nila kay Lola Vice. I swear Lola Vice is ready for the belt. I cannot wait to see more of Lola Vice. Yun. So, itong match na to ni Lyra and Roxanne Perez, it's very tactical. It's very tactical. People, hindi nyo magugustuhan to if you guys are really into quickie matches. No? Personal lang naman. Pero sobrang relentless talaga ni Roxanne talaga dito sa match na to. And I really love Roxanne throughout this match. And I'm glad that the crowd is not dead on this match. Mangungutos ako pa ganyan. Pero, like what I mentioned, this match was really solid. And yung momentum kasi ni Roxanne ngayon, napakalakas eh. So it makes sense that they let Roxanne win the belt rather than Lyra retaining it. Then Roxanne going to Raw or SmackDown as part of the draft. But I can take it slide. Yeah. So continue. So NXT General Manager Ava announced that there will be a new title soon. So it's the North American Women's title. And then, yun, I wish the main roster will get their new title soon, no? For the mid-card title. I cannot wait to see a mid-card title sa main roster. And, yeah, yun. So, ito, next. Yung six-woman tag for the woman. Okay, that was a real fun match. But, the continuity kasi parang anlapo eh. Medyo nalalabuan ako sa continuity or sa point ng match na to. I really love this match, but it's all about Taya Hale and JC Jane. The rest, parang naki-epal lang. That's it for me. But, yeah. So, I really hope that we can focus or we can go back to Taya Hale versus JC Jane one-on-one instead of 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 2-on-4, whatever. I really wish that we can get a one-on-one between Taya Hale and JC Jane. But regardless, the match was fun. As well. Yun. And yeah, balikan natin. So, the three-way for the NXT North American title between Dijak, then Obafemi, and Josh Briggs. I swear, napaka-solid po nito. 20 plus minutes. Akalain ko parang 20 minutes yung match, but it doesn't. Sobrang solid nitong match to. You guys need to watch it. Ma-appreciate nyo pa si Obafemi dito sa match na to. Nakakasiguro ako doon. For sure. For sure. Na, yeah, I cannot wait to see more of that later on. And marami rin akong inaabangan dito sa match na to eh. Kaya, imagine Obafemi talaga. Literally, the future. I cannot wait to see more of him. Especially with Ivar challenging Obafemi. Wow, I cannot wait to see more of that soon. Yun. So, yun nga. Bron Breakker and Nathan Fraser. Wow. Putang ina. Napaka-solid ito. Nathan Fraser. Yun. Nathan Fraser and Axiom. Very, very solid tag team, if you ask me. Pero Bron and Baron Corbin, napaka-game changer as tag team. Sobrang solid nila as a tag team. Hindi ko kailangan sabihin ko to, but they are really good as a tag team. Sobrang solid nila as tag. And I wish na sa main roster ganito din, pero mulang malabo na. Si Corbin kasi cannot be reached o di siya makita sa TV lately. Sana nga talaga hindi siya mag-stay sa NXT ng ganun katagal. No? I really want to see Corbin din sa main roster. Yun. Yun lang naman. But, ito lang naman sa akin. Yung thoughts ko about the fallout ng Stand and Deliver ito. Thoughts ko about Stand and Deliver. Stand and Deliver was a really good pay-per-view. Kung pagpipilian ko to over WrestleMania 40 Saturday, I think I'm going to pick this. Kasi, wala, compact lang siya. Napaka-compact. Really good PLE. I know there's a WrestleMania 40 Saturday on that night as well. Pero sana hindi na maulit yung ganun kalalang schedule din ng WWE. Sobrang nakakapagod kasi yung schedule nila when it comes to WrestleMania. And I hope they can resolve that as soon as next year. Yun. Yun talaga masasabi ko. I swear everyone shined on this show, especially the three-way, si Lamelo, Roxanne, and Lyra. Ayan. Nag-shine talaga sila ng malala doon sa show na yun. So, continue natin. Ito yung fallout. So, like what I said, Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin lost the NXT Tag Team titles to Nathan Fraser and Axiom. So, they gave them a title shot, title rematch. So, parang third time's the charm, yung term nila dyan. And then, yun nga, in-announce na Eva yung NXT Women's North American title. And, yun, mukhang sasali sila Fallon Henley and Kehlani Jordan on that tournament. Then, so, Trick Williams challenged si Ilya for the NXT Championship at NXT Heatwave. Di pa natin alam ko na bang night 1 or night 2 kasi 2 episodes daw yung Heatwave. But yeah, I cannot wait to see more of this. Yun. Continue natin. So, ano ba? Tatum Paxley turning on Lyra Valkyria. Wow. Never expected ko. Hindi ko ito in-expect. Medyo weird lang kasi ang Bizarre na dito siya agad nangyari. But I wish they can explain this down the road. I cannot wait for them to explain this down the line. Magaling naman sila mag-explain ng storylines. But I hope they can explain it down the road. So Roxanne Perez, yung promo niya sa after ng Stand and Deliver, sobrang ganda. Pero it's kind of sad for me that Roxanne Perez is heading to the main roster and then nanalo pa siya. So medyo nalulungkot din ako at the same time that she's leaving NXT for main roster and the main roster definitely needs her. But yeah, ang weird din, ang dating din sa akin that she was going to vacate the title after she drafted to Raw or SmackDown. But, yeah. yun lang. Yun, continue natin. So, continue tayo. Ayun. Ito, so nag-debut na pala si Jevon Evans, yung taga DPW, if I remember correctly. Wow, I'm really impressed on Jevon Evans. I cannot wait to see more of him. Missed opportunity na sana, tawa dito, sana nanalo si, sana may tournament pala. Sana may tournament na parating, like yung breakout tournament. I cannot wait to see Jevon Evans in a tournament, no? Pero yun, sobrang I cannot wait to see more of him, especially with him going to this direction. But yeah, I cannot wait to see more of that later on. Yun. So Roxanne Perez versus Natalia, it's very given that Roxanne is winning here. But Lullabies, I love Lullabies, but anyare. I don't see this logic sense to me. Parang wala siyang sense. Sorry guys, parang wala siyang sense sa akin. Yan ang dating ko. It's very sad for me. Pero ayun. So Roxanne Perez is very they're teasing a lot that Roxanne might join the main roster. Then ba't siya nanalo? It's kind of confusing me. Ba't siya nanalo? It's kind of questionable. Oo, medyo questionable siya sa akin somehow. But I really wish that we can explain that down the line, or we might get an explanation on why they are deciding to move Roxanne Perez out of Raw, out of NXT to Raw or SmackDown. Kasi vacate niyo muna yung title. Kasi sunod-sunod din na may tournament pa nga for women's tournament, the NXT Women's North American title. Tapos may tournament na naman kayo for this. So, yeah. Are we waiting for next week's? Ayun. So, yun lang. Si Lullabies, I think she's kind of unnecessary for the appearance. Mm-hmm. Yun. Yun lang naman. Ano ba tao dito? So, ano pa ba? So, pansin natin, si Drew Gulak, it's kind of noticeable for me. Hindi na siya napasama dun sa New Catch Republic. No Quarter Catch Crew. So, medyo noticeable siya sa akin na wala na siya dun sa list, sa members. And wow, NQCC mentioned Bloodsport. Literal na talagang si Triple H na yung umahandle ng WWE, no? Yun. So, finally, we have this tag title match. So, Nathan Fraser and Axiom now, the NXT tag titles holder. Wow. I cannot wait to see more of this. And then, yun nga, Final Testament arrived, and then AOP just attacked the new champions. And wow, I cannot wait to see more of that later on. And yun, solid, very solid. And I cannot wait to see more of that down the road tuloy. yun lang. So, Melo. Ano pa ba? So, Melo just ruined Trick Williams' proposal for the match kay Ilya in 2 weeks at NXT Heatwave. And then, yun niya, he wants Melo first in a steel cage. But, ba't kasi sabing Heatwave? Ano nga pala to? Spring Break. But, yun, I cannot wait to see Trick Williams winning the NXT title down the road. And, yun nga, parating na dalawang linggo for WWE, NXT, will definitely shape the future of the gold. the NXT title. Definitely, Ilya will lose to Trick. And then, Trick will beat Melo before that. Yeah, I cannot wait to see more of that. And I hope that Trick will get his title shot or title eventually soon. And I cannot wait to see more of this down the line. But, yun. I cannot wait to see more of this. Ang daming developments sa NXT. Like, itong spring break-in, itong draft, tas yung tag titles. And then, we also have Lyra Valkyria and Tatum Paxley, Roxanne Perez. Feeling ko, ikli lang yung reign niya. Ang daming butas ng NXT ngayong linggo. And I cannot wait to see more of that next week. Yun lang. So, Raw, let's continue to Raw. Basically, fallout to ng WrestleMania. 1 hour of Raw is free. So, address na lang natin yung mga importanteng bagay, no? Cody Rhodes, binigyan siya ni Triple H ng isang video showing everything that he has done for the past year. And yeah, very emotional din yun. And then The Rock appeared. So yun, parang nagpalitan sila doon ng belts. And then The Rock mentioned that he is coming back for him. And yun, parang nag-take siya ng leave of absence because may tip silang new film si Rock. And then Rock mentioned to Cody that not to break his heart again, leaving the baby face. Kinda speechless. Pero ang weird. Kasi ano yun? Ano yung inabot mo? Sana ma-address din siya down the line. Medyo weird sa akin yung dating ng pagbigay ni Rock noon. But I hope they can address that as soon as possible. I-address naman nila yan, possibly. For sure. And ang dating lang sa akin ito is mukhang magkakaroon tayo ng Rock versus Cody at SummerSlam. O yun ang sure ako. I cannot wait to see more of this soon. Habang nagbibuild tayo ng feud na to. Then, we have Ilya Dragunov debuting on Raw. And wow! He is impressive. He defeated former NXT champion Shinsuke Nakamura. And wow, that was amazing. That was an amazing match. Very solid. And yun, after of that match, Michael Cole announced that the WWE draft will take place on Friday, April 26 and Monday, April 29. And also, Ilya Dragunov was announced that he will enter the draft. And yun nga, his days as NXT champion are numbered. Yun. So yun ang na-confirm natin. So Roxanne Perez versus Indy Hartwell. Yeah, that was great. That was a really good match. Then Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable was made official for this week's SmackDown. Sorry. This next week's Raw. Yun, next week's Raw. Then, Jade Cargill, nagkaroon siya ng short match over Chelsea Green. Okay. Okay, so mukhang ito na yung running gag kay Chelsea Green ngayon, no? Na lalabanan niya si Jade every week. Nilabanan niya si Jade nung Raw, lumaban ulit siya ng SmackDown, sa spoiler. And then, we have this four-way for the World Heavyweight title. So, Jey Uso is the number one contender for the belt. So, you know what happened on WrestleMania? Pakinggan nyo na lang yung first episode natin, 209. And, yun. Drew McIntyre upset after of the loss of his title. And then, now, thank you CM Punk. Siya na yung, ito na yung focus eh. Hindi na si Damian yung pinapokus ni Drew. It's mainly, It's mainly Roman. It's mainly either Punk na, kaya si Damien yung pinapokus niya eh. But yeah, cannot wait to see more of that later on. Then, yung match na to, sobrang kwel lang. Sobrang fun. And then, at tawa ako sa part na tinawag ni Drew si Priest na Bandage Undertaker. But yun, mukhang makakuha natin yung Jey Uso versus Damian Priest for the World Heavyweight Title at Backlash. Also was announced over on Raw that Sheamus is coming back next week on the show. And we cannot wait to see more of Sheamus coming soon. Yun. So, SmackDown. Nag-promo ulit si Cody. Yeah, we're not going to discuss that. Then, LA Knight defeated Bobby Lashley and Santos Escobar. Second match, AJ Styles defeated Rey Mysterio and Kevin Owens. There was two title contendership matches. Then, the winners of both matches will face each other next week. So, yun. Parang, ano tawag dito? Yung continuity dito ng match na to, yung it's very interesting to see what the continuity of the Cody Reign and also for the feud between AJ and LA Knight. I cannot wait to see more of them. Ako nga, in-expect ko three-way for the belt. Pero mukhang ibibigay nila to kay AJ. No? Just for the continuity and for the sake then na since Cody ano naman to, Cody Country to, mukhang ibibigay nila yon kay AJ. Para si Cody yung main character doon, hindi magsapawan. But yan. So we also have Tamatonga. Tamatonga made his debut on SmackDown attacking Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso is out of the bloodline. So Solo Sikoa said on that promo that losing has consequences and medyo finofocus niya yon kay Jimmy Uso. Prior to that, sinabi ni Hall of Fame Paul Heyman that Reigns doesn't want to blame anyone who interfered in this match and he wants to take the accountability to his own bloodline. So that's the case. Then, we got Solo giving him a hug. And then, Tama Tonga attacking him from behind. And basically, Solo and Tama destroying Jay or Jimmy. And then, yung phone ni Paul Heyman, sinira rin nila. Ang question ko ngayon dito, if Solo is the one who is the tribal chief that Tama Tonga is referring, then what will be the role of The Rock from here? What will be the role of Roman Reigns from here? Kasi unexpected na sinipa si Jimmy. Yes, expected ko na masisipa talaga siya. But ngayon na sinipa siya, it's very unexpected. At yung pag-replace ni Tama Tonga na immediately, it's very interesting how things will go. Also, without Roman, of course. Pero medyo questionable on how things will go. Especially Solo is, ano yun, di ba tandaan nyo nung nakaraan? Roman gave Solo his blessing to be the tribal heir. So it means siya na yung successor ng pagiging tribal chief. So that's the case actually that Solo is vindicting right now. So parang ayaw niya na sumapaw si Jamie. Jay is out of the bloodline technically, but ito yung interesting. Interesting siya. it's a good way to keep the bloodline as a group. It's also interesting to keep the bloodline story continuing. So, maganda siya para sa akin. And Jimmy and Jay, panigurado, they will reunite. Hindi naman ngayon, baka sa mga ibang linggo. I wish though that magkiwalay sila ng brand sa draft. But yeah, I cannot wait to see more of this. I'm just going to observe. Sa Tama Tonga, obserbahan din natin. But so far, I'm really impressed of Tama so far. Ang weird para sa akin ng explanation nila why Tama makes sense for the bloodline. Kasi history kasi ni Tama sa labas ng WWE iba. So I hope they can explain that coming weeks habang papunta tayo sa Backlash. I hope they can explain that down the line. So yun, continue natin. So Bayley versus Naomi was made official for next week's SmackDown. And Tiffany Stratton, I cannot wait to see her becoming champion anytime soon. Yeah, I cannot wait to see that soon down the line. Ayun. So, yun nga. Basically, yun lang naman. I'm really good too with Tama skipping main roster NXT. Okay lang siya sa akin. Continuity kasi siya ng bloodline sa maintindihan ko. Ayun. So, konting dynamite na lang. Hindi ko na isasama dito yung sa Young Bucks. Kasi sasalbahin natin siya sa isang episode. And gusto ko siya ma-address in a new episode. No? Yun. So, konti lang naman to. Konti lang naman to. So, Samoa Joe and Dustin Rhodes. Akala ko Tyro match to. Non-Tyro pala to. Akala ko Tyro match siya. It's Eliminator match. So, Joe defeated Dustin Rhodes. For that's very given. And, yun, Adam Copeland is continuing with his open challenges for the show. Yun. Ano pa ba? Yun, speaking of this, in-announce na din ni Tony Khan yung remaining PPVs ng AEW. We will discuss that on a few episodes. After nito, mahaba lang masyado pag-usapan yung schedule nila. But yes, we're going to discuss that soon. Sa ngayon, dito na muna tayo. Kasi i-discuss natin sa susunod na episode yung footage na nangyari sa All In London. So I decided to discuss that dedicatedly. So doon ko na siya i-discuss. I-discuss ko yung opinions ko doon and I will discuss down the line kung ano yung gusto kong opinion about that o yung opinion ko about it. So we are going to discuss that down the line and gusto ko din to i-share sa inyo kung ano yung magiging opinion ko with what do you call this? Yun. I cannot wait to see and to discuss more of this Young Bucks thing. And yeah. Yun. Abangan nyo na lang coming weeks. Marami pa tayong abangan dito sa The Elite na to. So for now, yun lang muna. I hope you guys can follow and support the show on MEM Wrestling Pod on all of the social media platforms. Dito na muna tayo sa ating fallout. And yeah, I cannot wait to see more of this down the road. And by the way, habulan na natin. So, Mark Briscoe defeated Eddie Kingston for the ROH World Title. I'm really good on that. And then, si Billy Starks is the ROH Women's Television Champion. Good. Good progress yan. Mas maganda pa yung ROH kaysa sa AEW ngayon at this point. Also to add then na John Moxley defeated Tetsuya Naito for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. And yeah, I cannot wait to see more of this. Lalo't parating na ang Forbidden Door, so mukhang nagpupula ng string si TK dito regarding on that. But for now, follow the show on MEM Wrestling Pod. We're going to discuss more of this next week on the podcast. But for now, I hope you guys are fine. But for now, stay safe and stay wrestle. See you on the next episode of the podcast. Goodbye.